This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Now, we as Muslims, one of the pillars of iman, one of the pillars of faith is that we believe in qadr, wal qada. We believe in predestination. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained all things. Anything that happens at anywhere within the creation is destined and pre-written and ordained by Allah jalla wa ala. Now, we also believe that we have what is known as a limited free will. We have a free will. We can do things of our own mind. For instance, I can get up and hit end on the stream right now and just walk away and leave you guys here. I can do that. I can make that choice whether or not I want to be here or I don't want to be here. I can make the choice of what I want to eat for dinner tonight. So we have a ability to choose. So why should we even work though? But if Allah has already predestined everything, why do we work? I'm going to talk about how we can reconcile the two and how understanding this can give you some peace. How understanding this can give you some tranquility. How understanding this can give you some tawakkul, some reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we say about Allah jalla wa ala that Allah knows everything that has ever happened since the beginning of time. Since Allah jalla wa ala created the creation, created time, created anything, Allah knows everything that has ever happened up until this point right now, everywhere within the creation. Sah, we know this. We also know that Allah jalla wa ala knows everything that is happening presently, everywhere in the creation. Everywhere in the creation, Allah jalla wa ala knows what is happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows everything that will happen for perpetuity, forever. Allah knows what will happen forever until the end of everything, until no end. Allah knows everything. So this is Allah's attribute of being al-alim, that He knows everything. Now, there is something else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that gives us the understanding, limited understanding of how complete His knowledge is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is Allah also knows what will not happen. But if it were to happen, He knows exactly how it would happen. For instance, if you had a choice between two different job careers to take in your life for you young brothers and sisters, if you had two choices to choose between one job or another job, Allah Azza wa Jal not only knows which one you're going to choose and how your life will turn out because of it, but He also knows that if you had chosen the other one, exactly how your life would be different because of it. So He knows all of these different realities and these threads of realities that could be based on, you know, any given situation. This is true ultimate knowledge, subhanAllah, that Allah Jalla wa Ala has. So He knows all things. Now, us, why should we put in effort? Why should we work? One of the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I can't remember the name off the top of my head. If you know this hadith, then you can tell me the name of the companion. He asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if Allah has written everything in his qadr, meaning that He has already willed everything. Because Allah knows which choices you're going to make no matter how many given situations, you know, no matter what it is. If Allah knows what we're going to do and He's already written everything, then why do we work? Why do we put in effort? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Work, for you do not know the outcome." We put in the work because even though Allah knows the outcome of all situations and has already preordained them and written them, because He's outside of the concept of time. Like for us, for instance, we can only see things through the module of time. We can only see things through frame by frame. If for those of you who are in the video, you understand frame by frame. We can only see time second by second as it is happening. We cannot see that. Allah Jalla wa Ala is outside of His creation. He is apart from His creation. He is away from His creation. Therefore, He is not held and bound by the time which He created. Therefore, He sees the beginning of things and the end of things all at the same time. That's it. None of it is having to be seen in that framework by Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, He sees all things. We have to see things as they happen. So we don't know what is going to be the future. We don't know what is going to be a second from now, a minute from now, an hour now, a day from now. We don't know what is going to be the outcome of an endeavor or a decision that we choose. Therefore, we work because we didn't know the outcome. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, work for that which is written for you will be made easy for you. If Jannah is written for you, then Jannah will be made easy for you. If goodness is written for you, goodness will be made easy for you. If evil is written for you, then it'll be made easy for you, etc., so on and so forth. This is also why that if we find it too easy to disobey Allah, then we should be completely frightened by that. If worship becomes heavy upon us and hard for us, if doing, you know, the things that Allah has commanded us to do become heavy on us, we should be worried about our own souls. This is why we work, because we don't know the outcome. We don't know the outcome. But this gives us some tranquility, some peace in having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the simple fact that we know the success of our affairs lies with Allah. Like, we can try to do something. We can make an effort. We can think about it and try to do the best thing. You know, like when I created MGL or whatever project you might want to do. We can try to do things with the best of intentions, and we can put everything exactly how it should be. And 100% we can plan and put things into action. But the success of that, we have to put that dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the success or failure of our endeavors. This is what is tawakkul. This is having reliance on Allah jalla wa ala. Is that we put in the work, we put in the effort, we make the plans, but the success of that endeavor relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we leave that to Him. We put that on Him. That we will put in the effort. This is where we find the balance between despondency and trust. Is that yes, we have to put in the effort as human beings. We have to put in the effort. And then we relieve the success of those endeavors on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we work. And that is will give you some tranquility. That'll give you peace. Because you'll know that, yeah, maybe nothing's worked in the past. I've tried this, it didn't work. I tried that, it didn't work. I tried this, it didn't work. I tried this project and it failed. I tried to help myself do this and it didn't work. And here I am back at square one. The reason you're back at square one is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not written the success of those endeavors for you. So they were destined to fail, even though you tried. And maybe you should look at a lesson that you learned. That this is not working, that's not working, that's not working. We try something else. But every single time you make that new attempt and that new effort, you put your trust upon Allah. And you pray istikhara and you pray turaqah and you ask Allah, if this is good for me and my deen and my dunya, then facilitate it for me. If this is good for, if this is bad for me, for my deen, my dunya and my akhirah, then make it, keep it away from me. This is what istikhara is about. And then we go forward and put the plan in action. And if it is meant to be successful by Allah, then, you know, it'll be successful. And if not meant to be successful by Allah, then it won't be successful. But we keep that trust in Allah. So we put in the work. That is why we make the effort, because we don't know what is written for us. We stay in between raja wa khawf. We stay in between hope and fear. We hope that Allah is going to forgive us and allow us to be successful and allow us to be a person of paradise. But we're also fearful, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be angry with us and throw us into hell and things are going to fail. But we still put in the work. We still have to get up every single day. We have to show up and we have to put in the work. That is the point of effort. That even though things are predestined, even though things are written, we have to put in the work. Now, how do you reconcile the two? How do you reconcile the two? And I will get to the chat in just a moment. How do you reconcile the two? For instance, what is within our control, we put in the work. The things that are within your sphere of control, you put in that work. You put in that effort for that. Those things you put in effort, like for instance, putting in the work to create videos and come to do these streams and things. I have to put in that work because that is within my control. That is within my control. But everything outside of that, what is not within your sphere of control, you leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You let go and you leave it to Allah. You let go and you leave it to Allah. Things that are outside of your sphere of control, don't stress over them. Don't worry over them. Don't grieve over them, because you can't do anything about them. Those things you have to let go and you leave it to Allah. And focus on what's in your sphere of control. For instance, I can come here and have this entire stream planned out and what I want to say and how I want it to go. I could come on here, hit the stream button, and my internet go down, my power go down. Something that is outside of my control could go down. And I could be so frustrated. Oh man, this is not working. Why? Why me? Why today? What is the purpose of that? What point is that? And what good will it do me? It won't. I would have to say, Bismillah, this was not meant for me. Today, this stream, whatever I had decided to say or way I wanted to do it, it was not meant for me. قَدْرُ اللَّهِ وَمَشَاءَ فَعَلَ. That this is the will of Allah and He does whatsoever He pleases. So I did what was within my control. I prepped, I planned, I got the stream up and running, I hit the stream button. And after that, it was out of my control. It was in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For whatever reason, He did not want that to happen. And you leave that, knowing that whatever, for whatever reason, Allah is al-Hakim. He is the most wise. So therefore, I trust upon His decision in that affair. And you have to live your life like this, controlling what's within your control. If you can do something about it, do something about it. And then leave the success or failure of it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you put in the best effort of you can with ihsan, with goodness, with excellence. But the things that are outside of the sphere of your control, things that you can do absolutely nothing about, let it go and leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it go and leave it to Allah. So I hope that makes sense for you, brothers and sisters. I'll catch up with the chat here in just 1 second. But I want to try to, you know, make easy and facilitate some of these things so that you can understand them. So you can understand them in the most simplest of manners, inshallah. That's something I've always tried to do with my talks, with my lectures, with my da'wah. Try to simplify matters for people. And this is something that was told to me by one of the great scholars. This is one was told to me by one of the great scholars of Medina. And I get asked him for some advice in giving da'wah. He said, simplify matters for the people. Because this was the way of the Anbiya. The way of the Anbiya was to take, you know, esoteric matters, the, you know, matters of the unseen, matters of our Creator, matters of our creation, etc., and make them make them simple for the people, simplify them for the people, inshallah. And that's what we're going to try to do. Because the goal of me being here, the goal of everything that I've always tried to do is be here for the average Muslim. That's it. I'm here for the average Muslim. You know, if you're already so knowledgeable and so pious, and this might not, it might not be the spot for you. I'm here for the average Muslim. I'm here for the struggling Muslim. I'm here for the weak Muslim. I'm here for the sinful Muslim. I'm here for the trying to get through today Muslim. I'm here for the broken Muslim. I'm here for the depressed Muslim. I'm here for the anxious Muslim. I'm here for everyone that is on the same plane and level field that I am. Normal, every single day, struggling Muslim, trying to make it day to day and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to have mercy on us, to help us be better, to help us to be stronger, to help us to be wiser, to help us to be more knowledgeable, and help us to enter into the gates of Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. That's who I'm here for. You. I'm here because I'm just like you, no better than any one of you whatsoever. But there are certain things that my age and my experience and my studies and my travels have allowed me to realize, and also my trauma, my hardship, my pains, my difficulties, my failures, my flaws, my sins, my grievances, my ups, my downs, my light days, my dark days, my sadness, all of that I've learned something from, inshallah ta'ala, and I'm going to try to share that with you to the best of my ability and be right here every single time I'm available to do so for you guys. That is my goal. If I can be of a help to you, alhamdulillah. If it comes to a point where there's no one here and I'm not being helpful to anyone whatsoever, then I'll go on and I'll find something else to do with my life, because that's who I am. I am a survivor. I will continue to go on and continue to find something else to do and something else to do and something else to do. If this doesn't work, we're going to try this. If that doesn't work, we're going to try this. I will never give up. I will never stop. I will never fold. I'll keep going. So if I have been helpful to you, the only thing I ask for you, number one, is to make dua for me, to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps me to help myself, to help other people, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps me to overcome my own soul, to overcome my own nafs, to overcome my own evils, to overcome my own sins, to overcome my own misdeeds. Make dua for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps me to reach people to understand Islam, to reach people to understand to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reach people to let them know it's never too late to turn back to Allah. So make dua that Allah facilitates that for me and He accepts it from me, so that on the day of judgment, I can have some good deeds written on my behalf and something to put on my scale to hopefully outweigh all of these sins I've committed my whole life. That's what I'm here for. And also, if I've helped you here and this platform is helpful to you, make sure you hit that subscribe button, share it with someone, tell someone about it. Help us out by becoming a member. For $5 a month. Help us out by becoming a member for the I'll put another one for the $20 a month, $50, whatever level you can do so. Become a member and help us grow this channel. Help us reach more people. Give a thumbs up to the chat for those of you who are here. Give a thumbs up and like the stream so that the algorithm pops it out for us. Super chat, super stickers, all of those things help me to continue to be here more and to continue to create more content, inshallah ta'ala. So please support however you can and help us to continue to make this content, because I want to be here for you, for the average Muslim that's just like me, struggling every single day, trying to be better, asking Allah to help us, and we trust on Him and depend on Him, and He is the best disposer of our affairs, inshallah ta'ala.